Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to 2022. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. Today we're going to be talking about motivation. 2022 is a new year, but for a lot of people, 2022 is just going to be a replay of 2021, which was just a replay of 2020. A lot of people are going to make New Year's resolutions. Maybe they're going to make a half-hearted attempt at a New Year's resolution. But few people actually expect this year to be any different than the year before. They don't actually believe things are going to be any different, so there's no urgency to change things. But a lot of us are like that. We know there are problems. Sometimes we even know how to fix the problems, but we just don't. For a lot of us, there's just no urgency to life. We just operate as though we have all the time in the world. But this isn't true. We don't have unlimited time. At some point, everybody's time runs out and the show's over. I'm not a theologian. I'm not a philosopher, but I've studied different things, right? I've studied philosophy and religion, and they all agree on one thing. This is the only time you will be on this earth in this body, period. Oh, some say that you're going to go to heaven. Some people say you'll come back as a grasshopper when you die. But no religion teaches that when you die, you hit replay and start life over. None. They all agree this is it. This is the only chance you get. People always say time is money. Reality is, time is far more valuable than money. If you think about it, you can't buy more time. You can't save time to use it later. You can't steal time from somebody else. There are always ways to get more money. There's not a single way I can think of to get more time. I bet most people have a pretty good idea of how they spend their money. We have financial planners who help us make the most of our money. We have investors who help us plan for the future so that we have money when we get there. We have budgets so we know that we have money at the end of the month. Either way, we take much better care of the second most important thing we have, and we hardly think at all about the most valuable thing. And there is the fundamental problem. We aren't purposeful in what we do. We just sort of go through life on autopilot, and then we wonder why it seems like other people are doing better than we are, or why other people seem to be feeling better about their life than we do. Part of getting where you want to go is being purposeful in what you do. You only reach goals when you actually have some. Problem for a lot of people is that they think too small. They mistake things not being bad as things being good. And so as long as things stay relatively calm, they accept that this is a good life, and they never really think beyond this. The problem is, things might be quiet, and I still might not feel good about where I'm at. See, the goal isn't just to get through life. The goal is to get through life in a way I feel good about. There's a big difference. Anyone can hunker down and just endure what life has to dish out until it's over. You know, like the weather reporter hanging onto the light post as the hurricane whips through. Anybody can do that. But we don't want to just do that. We don't want to just get by. We want to get better. We don't just want to leave the world. We want to leave the world a better place. So here's a question for me. What do you want from your life? When time's up and your time on this earth is done, what do you want to show for it? Or said a different way, when everyone's dressed up at your funeral, what do you want them to be saying? That you were a good person? That you cared about others? That you lived a healthy lifestyle? See, a lot of people set goals in a vacuum. They say, my goal this year is to spend more time with my family, but there's no larger picture. There's no bigger purpose in this. Saying I want to be a better father and I hope to do this by spending time with my kids is way different than saying I want to spend more time with my kids. Because I can change my work schedule so that I'm home sooner. But if I spend my extra time watching TV with my kids, it's a very good chance I haven't made any progress towards my goal of actually being a good father. But this isn't what we want. We don't want to set goals, put effort into achieving them, only to realize we're not really any further down the road than we wanted to be. We want our efforts to matter. Right? We don't want to keep working harder. We want to work smarter. So we want to start with our goals and work backwards. If I want to be a better father, how would I do that? Or if I have an individual goal, how does this relate to a larger purpose? A lot of people are going to start this year with the goal of losing weight. But why? Why do they want to lose weight? To look better? To feel better? To be healthy? It doesn't really matter what the reason is. But without a larger reason, it's really hard to have the perseverance to actually achieve my goals. See, we're all going to have setbacks. Maybe we're in a bad mood and we say something mean to our kids. Maybe we get stressed out and binge out on some cupcakes. If the only goal is to be nicer or not eat sweets, then I failed. And I promise you, by March, a lot of people will have failed and already be talking about goals they're going to set for 2023. But we're not going to do this. We're taking a different approach. If we're losing weight, we want to lose weight because it's a way to be healthy. If we want to lose weight, we want to lose weight because it's a way to look better. Again, it doesn't matter why. But if our goal is to eat healthy, one day of eating junk doesn't undermine the entire goal. It's just a setback. So we don't need to say, oh, I can't believe I only made it 3 weeks before I cheated on my diet. We're going to say, well, this isn't what I wanted. I was hoping I'd do a little better, but I was on my diet 3 weeks longer than I was last time. I'm still moving towards my goal of being healthy. I just need to get back on it. See, if the goal is to be healthy, there's room for progress. If the goal is only pass or fail, there's a really good chance we're going to fail. I remember a little while back, my wife was on a diet and she'd been doing great. But every once in a while, something would happen. Maybe we'd go out to eat and she wouldn't eat as healthy as she wanted, or we'd have a few drinks and she felt bad about how many calories she had consumed. And she would go into the typical, oh, I can't believe I did this, or I feel so bad about that. And I would always say the same thing. Yeah, but the difference is now you recognize it and feel bad. Before, a night like this was just another night. See, we're going to have setbacks. We're going to have things that get us off our goals. What we want to do is remind ourselves of why we're doing this thing, right? We want to take pride in our progress. We need to take pride in the fact that we're actually progressing further than we were before. And that's worth something. So what's the takeaway? And I think there are three ways we want to start doing this. Number one, what are the areas of your life that are most important to you? Family, work, religion. Number two, how do you want to be remembered in each of these areas? Do you want to be a loving father, thought of as a devoted worker, somebody who brought other people into your religion, into your church? And then lastly, what are some ways you can make progress towards that in 2022? So next week, we're going to be talking about direction and how having a clear sense of direction will allow us to have a better destination and make arriving at our destination more likely. In the meantime, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.